Look, for example, on the next page, page 7, we're looking at two photocopies, a photocopy of two different passages out of the Book of Mormon. In the Book of Mormon, there's the one of the books in the Book of Mormon is 2 Nephi. And in 2 Nephi chapter 2, chapter 5, verse 21, it says that because the Lamanites were sinful and disobedient, this is what's going to happen, the underlying portion, that they had become likened to a flint. Wherefore, as they were white and exceedingly fair and delightsome, that they may not be enticing to my people, the Lord did cause a skin of blackness to come upon them. However, you learn later in the Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi, that if they would repent and if they would associate together with the white, good Lamanite people, that the curse would be lifted. It says across the page in 3 Nephi, chapter 2, verse 14, quote, "And it came to pass that those Lamanites," those were the dark-skinned people, "who had united with the Nephites," the white-skinned people, "were numbered among the Nephites," verse 15, "and their curse was taken from them, and their skin became white like unto the Nephites." So you see, in the Book of Mormon, and as well as in Mormon doctrine, dark skin is equated with sinfulness, wickedness, disobedience, and white skin is equated with doing the will of God and being in God's pleasure. So this is in section one with the question that we were looking at, where did we come from? If you look back at the chart, we all came from a place called the preexistence, or another name for it is the first estate. It's somewhere in a distant part of the universe near a giant star called Kolob. We live there with Heavenly Father Elohim along with Heavenly Mother. And that basically answers question number one. And if you look on your chart, it's going to take us to question two, why are we here? And let's look over where we are. If you look at the downward arrow, we are down here in the bottom left-hand corner now, which is Earth. And if you're filling in the blank on Earth, it's also called the second estate. We started off in the first estate, the preexistence. We're on Earth, which is, filling in the blank there, the second estate. And by the way, we published a similar chart to this many years ago in one of our magazines. And the woman who did the graphic art for us, she put a little X there on Earth, and out beside it, she put, "You are here." If I have lost you so far in the class, you say, well, you know, where am I? You're on Earth, which is also called the second estate. If you look at the box right in the middle of your chart, why are we here? We've reduced this down to 9 basic reasons. Now, this section is going to ask the classical question of the creeds, what's the chief end of man, or what's the purpose of life? We have it questioned here, why are we here? What are we here for? Well, number one, if you're filling in the blanks, number one, we're here to receive a body. People have asked, why didn't we just stay in the presence of Heavenly Father? If we were with Him in the preexistence, why didn't we stay there? Well, part of the plan, the law of eternal progression, you must progress. The restored gospel says you must progress. In order to progress, you must have a mortal experience. We had a premortal experience. You must have a mortal experience. And part of that is obtaining a body of flesh and bone. By the way, we also lose memory of what's happened to us in the previous estate when we come to this estate. So we've gained a body, receive a body. Number two, experience sin. Now, let me explain that. The Latter-day Saints are certainly promote righteous living and wholesome living, but they do teach that in order to progress, we must be put into an earth environment, a mortal existence, where we have the opportunity to sin and where we actually do sin in order to progress.